it's always a bit of a choice to make. You go with something subtle first, or you go with something more immediate. And there's many, many different people who tell you why, in business terms, both ideas are good ideas. Ultimately, it comes down to how you want your record to be perceived. This is a record with many different sort of themes and vibes. Some of it's really quite fast for us. Some of it's very, very uplifting. And then you've got sort of mellow stuff and stuff that nudges different areas of our influences a little bit more. There's like a Velvet Underground vibe throughout the record. And then you can hear at one point, you can hear the sort of jangly Manchester influence on the band, which I don't think has come through in our stuff before. We chose this one because it's positive and bright and uplifting, and we thought everyone could do that at the end of the year. Rolling both the arms around the world.
A world that doesn't even know. You know, you say there's lots of different kind of themes on this record. What about this song? What are the themes in this track, and how does it point to what's on the rest of the album?
I was on my honeymoon with my wife, Rachel, and the lads wrote the music to Magnificent and sent it to me. And every morning I was being woken up by the sound of kids playing in the surf. And there is no more lovely sound. I'm talking to Rach about what she did as a kid on beaches. And she was saying that her favourite things to find on a beach were sea-worn pieces of glass that had become glass pebbles, almost gems. Maybe I was connecting with it because it's tempting to go under when you read bad news. I want something to counteract that. Maybe trying to get hold of the person I was, as we all are when we come in the world, naive and hopeful and trusting. The album went like this. January, Chuck left the group unexpectedly. We'd booked a writing trip to Stirlingshire. We set our equipment up round the fire, got to grips with being a four-piece. We made loops out of dropping bags of kindling and kicking things around. Grabbed grooves from things that we've done before and not used. And then in the summer, we moved to my attic. And then in earnest, from late summer until the beginning of November, knuckling down in Blueprint where we've made all the records. And of course, we asked the Halle to come and play on a couple of the tunes.
How did having the solo album and tour, how did that maybe change your approach to this Elbow record? Or has it at all? Has it kind of made you think differently about working with the band?
There's too many things went on in the period when I was doing my solo records to still quite know what changed what. Definitely being away from the lads made me crave working with them. The freedom that being the boss on the solo project had was counterbalanced by not having somebody who was jointly responsible for the end product. I can't wait to play these songs live. It's so exciting. You know, new lineup and old favourites and new band members, and well, not new band members, you know, like Alex is playing with us live. We're playing at some of the most beautiful venues in the country, including Hammersmith and Manchester Apollos. 4 nights at Manchester Apollo and 3 nights at Hammersmith Apollo, which is, you know, they're both really beautiful venues.